talk some Cavaliers and sports, our teams. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, Ohio Sports Writer of the Year, proud grad at Benedictine. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Wills.
In prepping for the interview, and you might be surprised, I do prep to talk to you. I noticed some scribbles you posted about the Cavs the other day. I'm curious, after a 133-99 loss and talk of a gen, can we repeat anything you've scribbled, or is it like a Trump list this morning? I can't say what you're saying.
I can't tell if you're trying to bite my ear off or what after that news thing, but I wrote the other day how Isaiah Thomas could be in for some more Rocky games.
Yep.
And it goes back to what Lenny Wilkins told me many years ago, the former Cavs coach, said that oftentimes a guy comes back from an injury after he's been out a long time, he has a couple, what he called them, adrenaline games, where they play well right away for a game or two, and then, like, the legs, everything kind of hits, and he goes through a rocky period before he gets himself back to normal. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that many didn't make a shot.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah, he really struggled last night, 0 for 11.
The defense is like not even 5 good minutes like you like to advertise. Forget it. It was just, it's brutal.
Terry, 3 games, they've given up 387 points. That's staggering. That is, it's a staggering number.
Well, it's not quite 130. It's 129.
And then at the very end, Terry, I was listening to Coach Lou, and I was kind of saying, tell me more. Say something more to me than, well, we just got to get better, which he did for about 2 minutes. And then at the very end, he drops us out there, well, there may be some agendas. And I think when you hear that, then you start going, well, whoa, yeah. It's a little more than adjusting to Isaiah here.
Yeah, I think so, because they had some of these games almost as bad. Remember when they were 5-7 early in the season?
Right.
And this was a team that ranked 29th in defense after the All-Star break a year ago. I mean, basically, they don't like to defend. But, you know, another thing that's been part of this, Mike, is some of these rebounding margins, they've been out and rebounded by 20 in some of these games. That's a big part of it, too.
Yeah, 63-35 last night, Terry. I don't know. We're getting closer to that trade deadline. Yeah. They may have to make a move.
Right. That's why last weekend I brought up the thought of, do you trade for DeAndre Jordan? He isn't a super shot blocker or anything, but he's an elite rebounder. He is a physical player. You have to think about it. You saw those big guys for Toronto. They just own the rim, and we've seen that with some others, too.
Well, it was a horrible sight as in the last two. We thought Minnesota was bad, and then there was Toronto, and tonight not an easy place. You know, while we have you, I did want to ask you, though, and I know the focus is the Cavs today, but you did a piece today on Spurgeon Wynn.
Yeah.
And I really think when we think about the Browns quarterbacks, maybe it is because of his name, and
right.
He did have a horrible game when he got the start. But it's a great story you did
hurt.
On him.
He didn't even get all the way through the game. He got hurt.
Yes. Well, but it was interesting. You know, he was in the Tom Brady draft. That bubbles up.
Yeah, the Brady Six, as he calls it. And it's really worth reading because this is a guy who was drafted out of what's now Texas State, couple slots before Tom Brady. And then he knew that he was going to actually have a career after football. He reminded me a lot of the guys I talked to when I did a book called Brownstown 64 on the 64 Browns. And so he finished up his undergrad degree in business, got his MBA in business from the University of Houston, and now he trades. I don't quite understand what the job is. It's energy. He's an energy broker down in Houston, does well. He's got two kids, and it's nice to see that because, you know, he never made a ton of money in football.
Good for him.
And he had one game with the Browns. He was number 13.
Spurgeon Wynn.
But he was taken before Brady.
Great piece.
Yes, he was.
Check that out, Cleveland Plain Dealer today, and up online too at Cleveland.com. Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, talking about our teams. Terry, thanks. Have a good weekend, bud.
Take care, guys.